Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After a long and illustrious run, one of New England's premier sporting venues is shutting down. Suffolk Downs holds its last day of racing tomorrow, a farewell whose fate was sealed when state gaming regulators granted a casino license to a proposal in Everett instead of at the track. As the thoroughbred track on the Revere East Boston line closes, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman looks at its legacy.
And they're off. And while there's a bid to keep racing into next year, it's a safe bet. After tomorrow, thoroughbreds are never coming back to Suffolk Downs. Getting the track here in the first place was a hard-fought, three-centuries-long battle, says Boston sports writer Bob Temple.
I go back to the Pilgrims when they put you in the stocks, believe it or not.
Temple chronicles the history of Suffolk Downs in his book, The Pilgrims Would Be Shocked, Thoroughbred Racing in New England.
If you rode horses, especially if you gambled on them, they put you in the stocks. That's what they considered a sin.
It took the Great Depression to persuade Massachusetts lawmakers to lift the Bay State ban on parimutuel betting. Suffolk Downs promised thousands of jobs when work was scarce and hope when there was little. Built in 1935 in just 62 days on the mudflats of East Boston, the track was the fourth in New England and an out-of-the-gate winner with racing fans. It had the nation's first concrete grandstand, and racing historian Bob Temple believes the clubhouse was the largest in the world.
It was the most attended sport in New England. Just four tracks outdrew the Red Sox, the Bruins, and the Celtics combined. That's how popular the sport was.
Seabiscuit, the come-from-behind horse who lifted a nation's spirits and became one of the greatest thoroughbreds of all time, made his debut at Suffolk Downs 5 days after the track opened. He finished fourth in the first running of the Mayflower Stakes. There was War Admiral, First Fiddle, and Whirlaway. They all won big here. Crooner Bing Crosby had a stable at the track.
And I found that gold when you gave your golden love to me.
Thank you for the memories, Suffolk Downs. I saw the greatest horses, the greatest jockeys, the greatest owners you could ever imagine. Two Triple Crown winners. Cigar came here twice and won two races.
The Cigar wants to go right now, and there goes the legend. Cigar takes the lead around the far turn, and he does it with amazing ease. He opens up by three.
Cigar was a star. In 1996, he got a state police escort to the track. Boston declared it Cigar Day. But the heydays for thoroughbred racing at Suffolk Downs were the 1940s through the 70s.
It was the place to be seen by, you name it, every celebrity you can think of, from Rin Tin Tin to Hopalong Cassidy to Claudia Cardinale, on and on I can go. Everyone was there.
And it wasn't only horses that drew crowds to the track. In 1966, the Beatles made their last tour of the U.S. before breaking up. One of the Fab Four's final stops was Suffolk Downs.
I was there, and all I could hear was screaming. And they put the platform up in the infield.
What's your name?
I'm John Levinsky. I'm from Malden, Mass.
And you're going to leap up on stage right this moment?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, there he goes.
He's on stage, and he's got hold of John. He's got hold of Paul.
What an interview!
Woo-hoo!
I bet this is an exclusive. Oh boy, it's all happening tonight, friends, in Boston.
That bold Beatle fan wasn't the only one making an unexpected showing at the Suffolk track. Earlier that year, during the running of the Mayflower Stakes, an attention-seeking spectator in a suit, waving a rolled-up newspaper, jumped onto the track. Bob Temple was there reporting for the Boston Herald Traveler.
As the horses were entering the stretch, he ran out in front of them, directly at them, and the man is yelling, "Today no one knows me, tomorrow everyone will know me."
And they did. Track photographer Henry Carfagna captured the image of the man as horses brushed past at full gallop. His photo became world famous.
And he sold the exclusive rights to that photo, and he only got $350 for it. It made every newspaper literally in the world. $350 was his pay.
But by the 1980s, horse racing fans had gone the way of the fedora. Even mini-skirted mutual messengers at Suffolk Downs couldn't bring spectators in the way they used to. Bob Temple sums it up in three words.
Changing consumer tastes.
In 1990, Suffolk Downs closed down for 2 years and has lost money every year since 2006. These days, the grandstand, once so grand with no place to stand, is largely empty.
Trifecta 1-2-4, $70.20. Dollar Superfecta 1-2-4-3, $37.90.
In these waning days of racing, even winners have little to cheer about. But it is fitting that in a field where come-from-behind victories are always a possibility, there were people like horse trainer Jay Bernardi scheming to find a way to race just a few more times next year at Suffolk.
We got to come up with $125,000 by Saturday. I got five guys that'll come up with $10,000 already. How about you? You in for $10?
Yeah, let me know. I mean, I'll find a way.
Now that's a long shot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.
I got the horse right here. The name is Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says if the weather's clear, can do, can do. This guy says the horse can do. If he says the horse can do, can do, can do.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5-9.
But make it FS10, he wins it by a half. But do this here in the telegram.
For Paul Revere I'll bite, I hear his foot's all right. Of course it all depends if it's red last night.
I know it's Valentine, the morning works look fine. You know the jockey's brother's a friend of mine.
And just a minute, boys, I got the feedbox noise. It says the great-grandfather was
I tell you, Paul Revere, now this is no bum steer. It's from a handicapper that's real sincere.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5-9.
So make it FS10, he wins by a half. But talk to this here in the telegram. FS10,
Valentine.